Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is TAZ, Blog Talk Radio, ATAZP Live. I have the playwright and director of the stage play. Now, what you got to pray about that? Latrice Strickland is on the line.
Hey, everybody.
Got your people. What's up?
I hear my people. thank you so much
for having
me. How you
doing, Latrice?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm great. I want to talk about, because, see, most people that I have on, I do a little something, or I have dabbled in the little things that, a little bit of stuff that you have done. I've written a couple of scripts. I've directed in college when I was taking a directing and acting class. But my first question is, how did you decide to do this? I mean, it's not every day somebody just say, I'm going to write a script and it's going to come out. And I'm just want to know from the beginning, how did you decide you wanted to write and direct plays?
Okay, and that's true. You do not wake up and just say, hey, I want to do this. I started writing. I've been writing for as long as I can remember. But my grandmother was my pastor, the late, great Pastor Francine Howell. She was my pastor for 21 years, and we had a small family church. And I would write plays just for the church. That's where I started. And they were pretty good, you know. And we used the family members, and you know, we had makeshift props and all of this, and it was fun. And then later, I was able to do it on a larger scale for other ministries, other churches. And I guess for the past, well, maybe 10, 15 years, I've been independent. I've been an independent writer. And so I don't have to have anybody's permission to do, say, or move the way God has instructed me. So now as an independent artist, which makes it a little bit, gives me a little bit more freedom, I'm able to do that. And it's very exhilarating. So I love it. It's exhausting, but it's exhilarating.
Now, this isn't your first play. I've seen online advertisement for other projects that you've done.
Yes. I've done other projects. This is the first one that I've done in a while. Actually, I wrote this play about 6 years ago, and I sat on this play because a lot of times when I write, and you don't even realize that you're being used in a prophetic way. But a lot of times I'll write something and I'll see it later. If I sleep on it, I'll see it later. I'll see it either on the big screen or I'll see it on the news. Something happens that says, yeah, you should have put it out there. You know, somebody else is getting paid for it now. And this is kind of what happened. But the storyline is so close to something that happened after I wrote it. And I put it on pause because I didn't want the family of who this happened to, I didn't want them to think that I was monopolizing off their pain. And so I waited and I waited and I waited. And I heard, just as clear as I'm talking to you now, I heard, you know, that it's time. And then it was confirmed that it's time. And so many things, so many doors have been opened, walls have been kicked down, windows have been knocked out just to say to me, I'm preparing this way for you at this appointed time. So I'm walking in obedience.
Now, see, that was the next question I was going to ask you. How do you come up with the ideas? And I guess that's the exhausting part of it. I don't know.
Actually, that's not the exhausting part because I don't come up with the ideas. I would love to take credit, but I can't even write my name without God holding the pen. Seriously. So I'm amazed, too, because sometimes when the inspiration comes and I'm writing and I'm not finished with it and I'm looking, I'm excited, and I may share it with, you know, maybe a family member or a friend, and they say, oh, that's so good. So what happened next? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I'm waiting to hear what happens next, too, because I don't know. And as it unfolds, you know, it's exciting for me. The exhausting part is what comes after the writing. The exhausting part is the casting and finding the venue and directing and producing. That's the exhausting part, you know, every small detail that it takes, because, you know, as a visionary, you see it a certain way and you can share your vision with others, but they can't see what you've seen. And so, you know, it's not right. that I don't know how to delegate. It's just that I want it done the way I see it, you know.
Now, directing, you didn't have any classes. You just knew how to direct the projects that you've written the way you saw.
I've had no formal training. When I saw the picture, I saw it clearly, and I knew how I needed that to be manifested on stage. And so that's the part, you know, that's part of the thing, trying to get actors and actresses to see what's in my head. And it's not really hard, because once they grasp the concept of what we're doing, what the message is, you know, and some, for some they get it sooner, some they get it a little bit later, but once they grasp what is actually being conveyed, it becomes a whole lot easier. And so I'm really thankful
right.
for this cast, because they are getting it. You know, they are really getting it. They understand that it's not just a Latrice Strickland production, but it is actually ministry that they're doing.
Now you're in this play too, right?
I am. That was not a part of the vision for me. It was not a part of the plan, but it did work out that way. So, yes, I am. My character is Mama Nell, and Mama Nell is the matriarch of the family, and she kind of holds it together. She's a prayer warrior, and no matter what she's faced with, Mama Nell has learned how to fight on her knees, and that is her tool, that is her weapon, and she uses it.
Sounds like my grandmother and my mama.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too.
All rolled into one. Yeah, yeah.
Right,
I can already
right,
see that.
Right.
Was it hard mm-hmm. directing yourself? Was it hard directing yourself?
Well, how do you do that? How do you direct yourself? No.
Well, you know, you get.
I understood the assignment.
You're looking for the vision for your character.
Well, you do have to focus and zone in and get into character, because like I said, I did not plan to be a part of the cast. I longed for the day to sit on the front row with my mom and watch, you know, but, you know, that's the way it happened. So I pretty much, it's hard sometimes having to be in character and come out of character to direct. And so what we do is we've started to just from the time we hit the rehearsal hall, we are in character. We try not to have any distractions. And whatever we say, I don't care if it's so can we go back to scene 7? You're going to say it in character. You're going to talk the way your character speaks. And, you know, it kind of helps us to be mindful of what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm going to have to take me some lessons, too, because maybe one day I might want to direct and, you know, put out one of my projects. So, yeah. I'm going to have to take some lessons from you.
Since
hey, you
come on down.
Have done... Also,
come on down.
Also, how do you go about with the casting? I thought about that when I was thinking. I was like, I wonder how do you pick the people that you want to play the characters that you've written, or you just see it in them, or you just know they can portray what you wrote?
For the most part, well, you know, I pray about everything. I'm talking everything. And I pray about it before I cast, before I hold auditions. And for the most part, you know, just like the saying, if you build it, they'll come. I'll just kind of, you know, I use social media. That is a great tool. I use social media, word of mouth, and I just tell people. And then if there's a character that reminds me of someone's real life character, I'll ask them, you know, what is your availability? Well, what do you think about this? Or do you think you'd be interested in that? And, you know, for the most part, everybody that came volunteer. Nobody came kicking and screaming. And the ones that I asked were so eager to be a part of it. And so I'm just so thankful. You know, I didn't have any resistance. None. None.
That's good. Do certain people's look makes it easier for you to cast them? Like, you know, they come in with a look and you're going, hey, that could be somebody else, or that can be.
Well, there is a range that I like to use. I don't want to know that you can just only be funny, because if you can only be funny, I just got to keep you in that box. I need to know if you can be funny. I need to know if you can be serious. I need to know what happens when you're devastated. So I get to see a range of emotions during the audition. And, you know, there may be somebody that will, you know, there were many that came in, and I was thinking, okay, so, yeah, they can do this, but they probably won't be able to do that. And they challenged themselves, and some of them really surprised themselves and superseded their own expectations as well as mine. So, you know, when you stretch yourself, you'll be surprised at what you can do. I'm stretching myself right now. Acting, directing, producing. I'm stretching myself right now.
You're doing it all right, Prince. I'm gonna say you're doing the whole thing. Because I have never seen any of your plays. Matter of fact, how many have you done?
I'm not sure. I lost count. But independently, I've done 3 independent. And when I say independent, meaning under Latrice Strickland Presents and not under a ministry or, you know, or an organization. It's under my own corporation. And so, yes, Latrice Strickland Presents LLC. Let me just plug myself.
That's right.
Okay.
So people will know. Do you have any singing? Do you have any singing in the projects that you do?
I do have some singing, but it is not a musical. So there's some singing. We kind of teeter totter with it a little bit, let you know that, you know, we're multi-talented. But it's not a musical. And you know, maybe the day will come that I'll do a musical or what have you, a little bit more singing. But Latrice Strickland Presents also feature Latrice Strickland as an artist, as a vocalist. So, you know, you decide which project you want to, you know, support. Hopefully all of them.
Yeah,
but, yeah, there is some singing in this project.
That's what we need. I need to talk about the music, too, now, while we playing.
Well, you know, we can talk about the music, but the music is another show. And I have to come back just as Latrice Strickland for that show. But we can talk a little bit about the music.
Yeah, so don't worry. And right after this show, we're going to be putting a date on that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I asked about the music, because I know you do music, and I knew that, but I just wondered, was it inside the play or written inside the play? And my next question was going to be, how do you do that? Because that means you got to produce and write the lyrics and, you know, oh, man, you'd be worn out just doing that.
I'm worn out before I even get out of bed, because my mind, the way it works, it never stops. So I'm thinking in my sleep, And, you know, I always say God has a sense of humor. I don't know how funny he thinks it is that he wakes me up at 4:30 every morning, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I don't want to talk this morning. You talk, I'm just going to listen, you know. So ideas and thoughts are being thrown at me constantly on everything, from the way – you know, at what time the first lights are going to come up, what this character is going to wear, how we're going to do our hair, how's this character going to sound, what song goes here. And, you know, so it's a lot of behind the scenes. People come to stage plays and they come and they sit for an hour and a half, 2 hours or however long it is. And they think, okay, that was good or that was not so good or that was horrible, whatever their opinion. But nobody really thinks about all the work that goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows what happens behind the scenes. So I have a couple of stage managers who are phenomenal that are working with me, and this is the first time I've even used stage managers, and they are so necessary. And they are learning a lot, you know, that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, they're like, wow, I had no idea. I had no idea, and you did this by yourself. So, you know, I come with an army, and that army is the Holy Trinity, and I have to admit that, you know, because I can't do it by myself.
I have a caller on the line, and
okay.
It's 912. I'm not going to say the whole number. I'm saying the middle. I'm opening
okay.
it up right now. Do you want to say anything?
I believe I know who that caller is. Yes, I'd like to talk to that
caller.
I believe I know who called. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I am good. Is
Hello?
This Damon?
Yes.
Is this Damon? This is one of my cast members, Taz.
Okay.
Is he here? Yes.
Damon,
how you doing?
Doing good. I want to know exactly how's Latrice as a director and also a playwright. Just give it to us real, sir.
So you wanted to know how well is Latrice as far as a writer and what else?
And
a director.
As a writer, I think she does very well as a writer. I think she's very compassionate and spiritual as far as writing a play. And I think it will stimulate people's mind into thinking of what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a director, I think she wears a lot. I'm gonna tell you that much. Yeah, she wears a lot, and she's a good director. She's straight to the point, but nothing disrespectful. If when the opportunity comes, I will be more than happy to work with her again.
That's good. That's good. And what character do you play?
Well, I play a character, well, Damon, of course, and Damon is he's an individual that from what he sees and from what he's trying to do, is really, for what we call as a people, upsetting and illegal and disturbing. But in the back of his mind,
he's
telling his spiritual side, yeah, he's a gangster, but at the same time, he's a soft-hearted and loving spiritual guy that's trying to be something, a gangster that he's not. You know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for giving us that. Thank you for giving us that. And I appreciate you calling in. I do have another person online.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana.
It's 508, the middle of the number. I'm going to open up the line. 508, explain who you are, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
You hear?
Hello. Hello.
We hear you.
Hi, this is Paris.
Hi, Paris. That's one of my stage managers.
And
I think it's kind of a delay on here.
Yeah, there's somewhat of a delay, but it's okay. Stick with us.
Okay.
Just explain what you do.
So, you know, I am super blessed to work with the amazing writer, producer, and all that, Latrice Strickland, and it's just an honor to work closely with her. So I am one of the stage managers, so I'm responsible for, you know, helping people stay in the right spot that they're supposed to be on, reading the right lines, making sure the props are in order, and just being maybe the right or the secondhand woman. And I'm excited about this play. So everybody go get your ticket. This is going to be an amazing play. So what you got to say about that?
Thank you so much, Heather. I'm blessed to have you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Latrice, I guess you do need a stage manager. That's a whole lot of more work, all in his own.
That's a whole lot of work. That's a whole lot of work. A girlfriend of mine told me, she said, go ahead.
No, go on.
She said if I had to split what I'm doing amongst five people, all five would be extremely busy. And she's so right. You know, but I'm doing it, you know, and oh my goodness. I don't go to sleep at night. I just fall out. That's what happens. So I'm blessed to have them. I'm blessed to have the cast.
When she described that, that's a lot of work. After I thought about
it. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do a play now. That's a lot of work. That scared me. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to play this, and we'll talk about it on the other side. We have Latrice Strickland in from the play. Now, what you got to pray about that?
Amen.
Y'all give it up. Give it up.
Peace and love. This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with Taz right here on Urban Committee Online Radio.
Latrice, I surprised you with that.
Oh,
I know you was like, no.
You pulled that one out of the archives. That had to be like, what, 25 years ago?
It feels like it, but it wasn't that long ago.
How long
like,
was that? That was
I would say about 10 to 12.
Oh, no.
About 12 years ago.
No, sir. Oh, no, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It
I
was
know
like,
for a fact that had to be about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You have lost
See, like
track.
I said, I don't know nothing about my real life. I only know.
That had to be.
What's
no,
going on
seriously.
Right now? I don't know nothing about my real life. Yeah, so it was like, what, 2015, 2016?
No, sir. 2006, no, sir.
2007.
Listen.
2006,
no,
2007,
because,
right?
No, sir. Because
see, me and Darlene, wait a minute. Let me go on and just tell you the barometer is
okay.
Me and Darlene got married in 2004. And we had like three or four house parties before you came through. And that had to be 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, 2007, almost 20.
My granddaughter came in 2007. I was not a grandmother when I did that. I was a little tenderoni. I can hear it in my voice. I remember it. I wish I knew the date on it. But, yeah, you surprised me with that one.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why
still
I was like.
I'm still singing that
yeah.
Barry song. It's one of my most requested songs, you know, wherever I go. And so that song has afforded me many opportunities. So, yay, thank you.
and your mother was at that party, too, if I am not mistaken.
My mother was at that party. Yes, she was. Yes,
yeah,
she
with
was.
All the food and everything we had going on in it.
That's right. That's right.
We did that for nine years in a row.
The mansion party.
For nine years in a row, and we had a lot of people come through and perform. Matter of fact, I performed and everybody else.
We had a good
speaking
time.
Speaking of performing,
okay.
I'm sure you're gonna show out in your part. Can you give me the concept how you came up with the name? Now, what you got to pray about that? How did you come up with that name?
So when I write, I'll have the whole body of work and won't have a title because that's not given to me. I don't see the full picture when I'm writing. It comes in parts. And so I don't, you know, I never know from the beginning what it's going to be about. How you know, if I knew what it was going to be about, then I could give the title first. But it sort of evolved for me. And like I said, I wrote this 6 years ago. It got a title probably within the last 5 or 6 months ago, if that long. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting and I'm like, okay, so it's time to put it on, but I don't even know what to call it. And I had to just go back and line by line, you know, just kind of see what is the message, what is it saying, what is the common thread in this. And it's prayer. And I know that a lot of times, just like with the situations, and I can't give away the storyline, but within the storyline, so many things are happening. There's a range of emotions that, you know, we want to tap into. So many things are happening. And, you know, as a people, we love to run our mouth. There's a lot that we can say about it. But we want to, you know, the takeaway is, now what you got to pray about that. You know, so if we would take the time to pray rather than to just say, you know, we would all be in a better place, you know. Ooh, look at her and look what she got on and why she doing this and look at him and where he come from and woo, 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 woo. We have a lot to say. But what are you praying? If you ain't praying about it, you really adding to the problem.
Right.
Period.
I get it now.
Yeah.
When you, okay, you said you write. And you didn't come up with the title until, what, 3-4 months ago?
Really, literally, yes.
Okay, y'all. I'm gonna give you one of my secrets that I do. I don't write the beginning. I write the end first, so I know where I got to get to. But I never have the beginning.
Yeah,
I have
never
the
know
ending.
Where it's going. Yeah, well, you know the end part. You know the end result. But you know there are some people who read books backwards. I'm the way my brain is set up. I have to have a certain order. And so, you know, everything has to make
sense. I understand, but I know where I'm going before.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about it is, I don't get on the street. I know where I'm going to be at. If that makes sense.
I got you. It makes a lot of sense. I guess I'm one of those that just going to enjoy the journey.
Yeah, and sometimes I've ridden with the journey in mind, but now I find it more. A little bit better for me, let me talk Ebonics, a little bit gooder for me to write the end first, and then I write notes, like outlines all the way through. I might not hit, you know, I might have outline number one, number two, going down the number sequence, but I might write number 16 first, then come back to number one, then come back to 23. You understand what I'm saying? So.
That's
and it's all
very
in order, but that's the way I'm writing it.
Yeah, and that's the order of your brain. And that's what makes people so interesting and so unique. We can get to the same place, but we may not go the same route. And that's the beauty of it, because the route that I took showed me this. The route that you took showed you that. But we can come together, and there may have been something that I missed on my route, but you saw it. You can share it with me and enlighten me. I don't have to go over that curve because you just told me that it's there. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go over that fall because you told me it was there, or vice versa. And so it's beauty in just diversity. And so I celebrate the difference in all of us. God didn't make one person and make us the same. You know, we are one body with many members. And so, you know, that's just the way that works. So I think it's interesting that your brain works that way. Mine just works a little bit different.
Now, how do you know that it's the end? It's, you know, it's... You came to the conclusion of what you're going to write for that particular subject?
That is a great question. I have written and I'll say, boom, that's it. That's good. That's good right there. That's the end.
You sound like me.
And just like with this one, God had another plan and he was like, no. You know, and like I sat on it for 6 years. I wrote an ending to it, and I'm like, ooh, okay, that's good. Well, okay, I didn't even see that coming. All right, good, 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 because it needed just a little bit more. So I wrote a different ending. I added on to it. But then when we got into production, there were a series of events that happened, and I had to kind of, you know, alter the ending. And the ending now is totally different from what I thought. So, yeah, you can think that something is over, but it ain't over, you know. It ain't over to the fat lady thing. You know, it ain't over, you know. And on my script, which the audience will never see, and I'm not sure if the cast has even paid any attention to it, on the script, on the very back page, it says the end or the beginning. Because, you know, maybe the end of the end, it may be the beginning of something new and brilliant. So I don't know. I just, you know, I follow the lead.
Now, do you let your actors ad-lib, or they got to go strictly by the script?
I absolutely allow them to ad-lib because they own their character. I don't let them get too far away from the script. If there is something scripted that is so necessary, no, we got to hit this. We got to hit this. We got to hit this. But I don't want them getting so caught up on my verbiage that it throws them off. So
So, yeah, they have the freedom, you know, to ad-lib. They have the freedom to, you know, just make their characters come alive. And it may not be the way that I would say it, but they've created this character in their minds. They've made these characters real. And so, you know, Damon, who called in, you know, he may not say something the way I would have said it. And of course, I'm a woman. He's a man. He may not ask, well, how are you doing? You know, he may just say, what's up?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. And he's allowed to do that as, you know, as the rest of my cast are.
Do you find yourself sometimes when you go through rehearsals that the characters may say or say things which you never really realize within that character, and you go, oh, that's cool, right? You know, or you're just like pleasantly surprised that somebody did something that you really didn't really think about until it happened.
Or didn't see, yes, almost every rehearsal. Almost every rehearsal that happens. You know, because,
yeah,
it, you know, we work on character development. And so I'm not home with you at your time when you are meditating on how your character is going to come across. And you may see something totally different than I saw when I was writing it. But I'm not developing that character. I just wrote it. I don't know that person. I don't know him. You know, and when I see it, I'm like, oh, my God. It's so exciting for me because I'm seeing something that I penned come to life. I'm seeing these characters who were not they were not even characters. They, you know, they were ink
right,
and paper.
Right.
So it's exciting. It's exciting, you know, to see them develop those characters. And man, we call each other sometimes. You know, I have a character. My I guess she would be my prayer partner. Her name's Vera. That's her stage name, Vera. And I was trying to call Vera the other day, and she is so Vera. Her name is Monique, but she is so Vera that we were on the phone and the call dropped. So I'm speaking to my car, and I'm saying, call Vera. And the car is saying, pardon? And I said, call Vera. And the car said, pardon? I said, would you call Vera? And I had to realize that's not her name.
No, it's not. Fussing with your car.
That's not her name. So the car would not call her because they don't know Vera. But she's our Vera,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes they own that character so well that I can't see you as anybody else now. That's who you are until the next thing, you know, the next project. But that's who you are.
Now, see, Latrice, we done went through almost an hour. And you didn't know what to talk about when you first called me. Come about, I don't know if I could talk about this project for an hour, and we almost did. See? And I told you, and I told you also that I was just going to ask questions off the top of the rip, and that's all I did. I told you I'd get you there.
I appreciate that. I don't like pressure. I appreciate that. Thank you for making it easy. If I could just write and stand behind the stage, I would love to do that. If I could sing and stand behind the stage, I would do that. I talk to my friends. I talk to my family. But public speaking, I don't think that's my forte. But, you know, hey, you know, I'm stretching myself.
It's going to be your forte in this play. It's going to be your forte in this play.
It is, because Mama Nell, honey, she carries this thing, and Mama Nell got something to say, and y'all need to be there to hear it, because Mama Nell, she got a lot. She needs to get out, you know.
I also want you to say when, where, give the promotion to the play when it's happening.
Thank you so much. So the play, again, it's called Now What You Gotta Pray About That. It is Saturday, August 12th at 6 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia, Banneker High School. Doors will open at 5:30. The show will start promptly at 6 p.m. You can go to Eventbrite And you can either type in my name, Latrice Strickland, in the search, or you can type in now what you got to pray about that and get your tickets. Please, let's get these tickets. Let's have a sold-out show. We want an encore. I see it in the spirit. Y'all manifested in the natural. Please, thank you so much.
I am so glad that you came through, and I'm so glad that you hit me up and wanted to be on the show to talk about your project. Feel free to hit me up about anything that you're doing. And we definitely got to talk about the music, though, because this is how this show came about, you know, interviewing people that do music. So, and one day you need to come on and be a co-host. Matter of fact, if you ain't doing nothing next Thursday, are you doing anything next Thursday?
I absolutely am. I'm doing something until after August 12th. Listen, after August 12th, we can talk. Let me get a little vacation in. Let me do a woo-saw. And after the play, we can come back and we can talk and we can start something up and, you know, I'll co-host. But right now, my hands, feet, head, everything is full. I had a cast member call in and say, I worry. I don't worry. I'm a warrior. So I'm not a worrier. I am concerned when things are not right. I like order. I like discipline.
Right.
I like things to be right. And so right now, I am tunnel vision. I'm focused on this. And once this is done, because this is my baby, my name is on it. Once this is done, then, yeah, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can sing. We can co-host. We can do whatever you want to do. But let me get this out the way.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it. Good luck again on the play.
Thank
now
you.
What you got to pray about that, Latrice
right.
Strickland.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. All right. You have a good evening. Blessings to you.
You too.
Yo, yo. This is poet, author, Mark Lacy. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacy.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP, recorded live.